From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about the impact that the words you speak can have on your spouse.
And there's a quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "Words are free. It's how you use them that can cost you."
Yeah.
And I would say probably nowhere is that more true than in the marriage relationship.
That's right.
Right? And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate you, to celebrate your marriage, to celebrate the wins that the two of you are experiencing. And this hug came from an Instagram comment that we received that said, "If it weren't for your show, I wouldn't be so willing to be so open and honest with my husband. We were only 17 when we started dating and had our first daughter at 18.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We never got a chance to just be us. And I can tell you that at 31, we are absolutely head over heels for one another.
I love that.
Your show changed our marriage. We are so open with one another. And the best part of this is hearing our 9 and 12-year-old daughters say that they want a marriage like ours.
Mm-hmm.
3 years of listening to you too, and you have changed our marriage and both of our daughters' future marriages. We are forever grateful and we love the one family."
I love it. And thank you all for the hugs that you've been sending in. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just one of many. It's amazing what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. And this year, our hashtag once again is "What Can I Do?" And you guys are taking that step this year so boldly. It's going to be amazing what we're going to continue to hear, those breakthroughs that are going to happen in your marriage.
Well, and I love this hug for this show, because as she talked about the fact that her, you know, 9 and 12-year-old daughters are already saying that they want a marriage like their parents. I mean, the reason that happens is because they can see the actions and they can hear the words. Mm-hmm. They know what's being spoken in their home. And, you know, we're talking today about the words that you speak. And over the last few weeks, I've had a number of coaching calls where statements have been made, things like, "Well, that's just what he or she always does," or, "You know, my spouse doesn't appreciate what I do," or I wish you were more like my father or more like my mother, right? Because, you know, my parent did this.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's been my ideal of a wife or of a husband, or, you know, straight up, "You don't listen to me." Just these blanket statements, these words that are spoken. And during the coaching session, I'm working with these couples, right, to reframe those expressions, to understand what the strategies are around that and how they can change it. But here's you guys know this is the case, that whenever I start to hear something in, you know, multiple times in coaching sessions, it gets me thinking what's going on in the one family at large, because, you know, words are really powerful. And collectively, I think sometimes we get into this place where either one of two things is happening, right? Either we're just kind of in like automatic mode and we're just saying what we've always been saying. And so like we're not even conscious of it, or it's just this place of being blissfully unaware of the fact that your words do have power. So you're either on automatic or you're just, I just don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this has happened even in our household over the last few months, because I remember there was a time just even a few months ago, or even like a month or so ago, I would be saying something and you called me out on it. Like, "Do you even hear yourself and how you're saying this?"
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say, I was, like Elisa said, almost like blissfully unaware of the tone and the words that were coming out and how they were hurting her or the kids or causing disruption.
And that's just, sometimes we just get into our own space,
right?
And words at their very basic, you guys, it's just a collection of letters that form sounds, and those sounds together have meaning. I mean, that's all a word is. And throughout the years of the show, oh my gosh, we're at 11 years now. Holy cow.
We are. This is the 11-year anniversary.
I'm like, wait, this is like the anniversary show.
Yes, it is.
11 years. Over the last
congratulations.
11, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy podcast anniversary. But we've talked about words and we've talked about definitions. But one of the things, as we were preparing for the show, that we realized, we haven't talked so much about the impact that the words that you speak have on both you and your spouse. We've talked about it in generalities, maybe certain phrases and things like that, but never collectively in a show dedicated to really thinking, what is the impact of those words? Because, mm-hmm. and when we say impact, it's so easy to think, well, it's just, you know, how my spouse takes it. Right. But the truth of the matter is, I will tell you that the words that you speak actually probably impact you more than they impact your spouse. Mm-hmm. Because here's how this works, right? This is just a little, you know, like if I can take you into your brain for just a quick sec. Every word that you speak starts as a thought in your head. And that means that you negatively or positively are the first person impacted by that word, that collection of thought. And then you, even if you don't speak those words, you guys, because you've thought them, you're still being impacted by them. Because we all have the things that we don't say out loud to our spouse, mm-hmm. but we're saying inside our head over and over again. And so you're being impacted, but then you speak those words, right? I'll tell you that you don't listen to me. I'll tell you that you're just like your father. I'll tell you, like I speak those things out loud. And then they have a second impact on you because now you've actually heard them. So you're being impacted twice. Mm-hmm. And then they do impact your spouse because now they're on the receiving end of your words, your tone of voice, the meaning behind those. And hold on, it's a ripple effect. And they impact whoever hears that, right? So if your kids are in the room, if your spouse then tells the story about this interaction to other people, like the ripple effect of the words that you speak is, I mean, toss a stone in a pond and watch the ripples.
Now that can go both negatively and positively.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, these words that we speak, they can have an impact both ways.
But think about the Yelp reviews. Mm-hmm. Like just take a step back for a quick sec and think about Yelp reviews, right? Which ones do we read over and over again?
Yeah.
You
always go towards the 1 and 2 star reviews. You want to see what the negative reaction is and will that impact you?
Because we're much more likely to write a negative review than we are a positive review. It's human nature. Like we want to get the negative off our chest and we want to repeat it. And the same thing happens in marriage. And you know, I don't know how many of you remember that old sing-songy thing. You know, I don't even know if kids still say it, but I know growing up, mm-hmm. We said it, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah, I think I'd rather take the sticks and stones that'll break my bones than the words.
Because the words hurt.
Yeah, the words definitely hurt. And I can share this in a number of different ways. One's from Elisa. Mm-hmm. You know, we had arguments. We would have those words thrown at one another, you know, nonchalantly, not thinking anything of it in the moment. And you say something going, hey, it's fine, but it lands and that word and it lands and it sits for maybe a couple hours, maybe for a day, maybe for a couple days, maybe for a week, maybe for a month.
Or even years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I work with couples on a daily basis who their spouses have said things to them years ago.
That still stick.
That still hurt. Mm-hmm. Even though there's been forgiveness, there's still, you know, there's still the memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of the word. And, you know, some of the biggest damage in a marriage can be inflicted by the words that are spoken. You know, phrases like, well, you don't deserve me. Ouch. You know, I can't trust you. You never follow through. You're just like your mother or your father. You never listen. You're so undisciplined.
Now, I think the mother-father one could go two ways, like praising you, like you're so like your father in a good way. Yeah. And then there are those that are like, you're so like your father in a negative way. And you're probably going to know which way that goes just because of the conversation and family dynamics.
But just to be clear, these were all expressions that came from the one family asking about negative phrases.
Okay. So there we go.
So I'm going to put a little context there. But I want to ask you a question. You know, as I was saying those expressions, and yes, I did have a little snarkiness in my voice, I'm curious, what did you feel hearing those words? Were you encouraged? Were you like, yeah, Lisa's talking to me? Were you motivated to go do something extraordinary in your marriage? Did those words put a smile on your face? As Tony and I were talking about this show beforehand, I'm like, I don't think they're going to be happy when I say those expressions. It doesn't make me feel good. Mm-mm. To speak those words out loud. And yet I know I've said some of those mm-hmm. in our marriage. I know I've been on the receiving end
yeah.
of some of those phrases. See, it's so crazy because even even preparing for the show, I'm like, these are the things that we say. These are the words that we speak because we want to motivate our spouses to do something different. Like maybe if I say, you know what, you're so lazy or you're just being undisciplined, maybe then my spouse will hear those words, hold on to them and be like, you know what? I have been lazy. I'm going to get up right now and go do something. That's our expectation. That's why we say it.
Most likely not.
It's not going to happen. Right? Because here's the craziness that happens in this. We say those words to encourage our spouses. We say those words to get them to do something different.
Yeah, we think we're saying them because we think it's going to encourage.
We want that to
motivate. It's going to get them to go, oh, you know what? I am lazy. I need to get up off this couch.
Right.
And yet, that's usually not what we get.
And we get confused by that, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, why is this not working? And you know, preparing, thinking about the last 11 years of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, the One Family. And I realized that even in my own life, when I've said those words, even though I want change to happen, I don't actually believe that it will happen, right? Because I want it to, but if I keep repeating those negative phrases out loud, and maybe there's a different phrase that you've used over and over again in your marriage. Maybe there's something that you've been thinking over and over again about your spouse. The crazy thing is that our words demonstrate that we don't actually expect that change is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what I said, that there's a ripple effect by the words that you choose because it impacts you, but it also impacts your spouse. When you tell your spouse who they are or what their personality is or what they always do or what they never do or how they don't measure up in some way, shape, or form, they hear that. And I just want to pause for a second and have you think, if you were saying those things to a child, right, what outcome would you expect? Right? Would you expect the child to like suddenly be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. Thanks, mom. Thanks, dad. No, you would see in their face immediately the disappointment that they feel like they're causing you. You would see how hurt they are. And yet we don't have that same understanding that we're doing the same thing to our spouses because it's like, you know what? You're an adult. You can handle it. I can be direct. I can be no filter. And yet our spouses hear these words from us. And guess what? Oftentimes, they'll live up to our expectations. Oftentimes, there'll be this cyclical nature to our marriage because there are these negative words that have been spoken over and over again. And the truth is that we don't, like, this is a new year. We don't have to be in this place where that cycle keeps spinning into a negative place. We mm-hmm. can actually stand up, put our big girl pants on, our big guy pants on, and say, you know what? This year is going to be different with the words that I speak. This year is going to have a different flavor to it, a different outcome to it, because I'm actually going to take control of the words that I speak. And let's talk about how you can do that after this word from our sponsor.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So here's what's really, really amazing. And I saw this happen with some of these coaching clients that I was working with over the last couple of weeks. It's that this whole idea that when you recognize the impact that words are having on yourself and on your spouse, you actually become empowered
mm-hmm.
to make different choices. And it was crazy. Like because everything's done with Zoom these days, you know, I coach via Zoom and I was,
well, you're coaching before Zoom was popular,
but now it's like, yeah. I know. But that's how I coach. Right. And so it's all Zoom. And so I actually get to visually watch my clients as they choose different words,
mm-hmm.
right? As they explore, what could this sound like? As they say, huh, Maybe that phrase hasn't, like, I've just used it 100 times or 1,000 times. What if we rephrase things? What if I got more specific? What if I changed how I spoke? Because we asked you in the follow-up to that question on what are you saying about your spouse, what's been the impact on you? And the revelations that came out of the impact of the negative phrases is super significant, you guys. I mean, people were saying, you know, back to us, well, it just reinforces the belief. Whether that's true or not, it just reinforces it. If I keep saying it, it makes my spouse feel unworthy. Mm-hmm. Y'all are aware that when you say something to your spouse that's negative, it makes them feel bad.
And I just want to bring this around to our 6 pillars of intimacy. When you have a spouse or even yourself, you've said the words, right? The words have come out of your mouth and they've landed and your spouse feels unworthy. You probably don't feel great about yourself in that moment. I know having thrown words out at Elisa to, you know, I do it to get the reaction. I do it because I want her to move. I want her to see that how she's acting is not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And so I throw it out there and using those words, I also feel some shame, some guilt, some remorse. And then I look at it now and I go, wow, by doing that, my emotional intimacy is tanked, right? My spiritual intimacy is tanked. My physical intimacy, if we're talking about sex or trying to be sexually intimate or physical, you know, that gets tanked. My sexual intimacy gets tanked. And so it impacts the words we speak. They impact every pillar of intimacy. Mm-hmm. And some may be more than others. And yet when I begin to realize that, I go, wait a minute here. These words really can just take out the foundation of our marriage and what we've built up. Am I willing to say that? Or am I gonna rethink how we're going to approach this? Or how am I going to approach this? And how I'm going to speak to Elisa to get my thoughts across without putting her down, without having her feel unworthy or begin an argument with her.
Well, and I think you bring up a really good point. Like you were talking about the shame and guilt that you feel, you know, when those phrases get uttered. And I think we have to actually address as couples, what are the emotions? What are the feelings that we're experiencing that would put us in a place where we would say those things, right? There's a lot of truth to the idea that hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. Totally true. Like I can't dispel that at all. And so instead of being in this reactionary lash out phase, making these blanket statements, what does this year look like if you give yourself permission to be introspective first and go, okay, what am I actually feeling here? Do I feel hurt by my spouse? Do I feel rejected or neglected or frustrated or something else? I'm just giving you a, you know, that's just a small handful, but there are so many emotions, negative. Well, the emotions themselves aren't negative, but they make us feel negative that you could be experiencing that come out in your words, and your spouse just gets the brunt of the word, not necessarily the understanding of the emotion behind it.
Can I say something too? It's an ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure in this year, Elisa and I will speak some words to one another that are going to hurt one another, that are going to cause us to go, my goodness, did I do what I should be doing? And it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's okay because we have an extraordinary marriage. At the end of the day, we have an extraordinary marriage and you do too. And you can get yourself out of it. You can pick yourselves up. You can go on a walk and talk. Right. You can address the 6 pillars of intimacy. You can address why that happened. Things happen in life. Mm-hmm. They do. Things are going to happen in 2021 that you're not expecting, good or bad. Mm. And with that, it's just an understanding, like, what am I saying? And how does it impact my spouse, my kids, those in my community, my family members, you know, mom and dad, whoever it may be? Those words have power. And we can build relationships when we think about them. And even after it happens, we're going to have to go and apologize. We're going to have to ask for forgiveness and we can rebuild. Believe me, Elisa and I have done it many a times in our 24 years of marriage.
Right. It's just like every tool that we have here at One Extraordinary Marriage. It's not, you know, set in concrete. The only way to do something, it will be 100% perfect once you start using a tool. The reality is that we're human and we're going to make mistakes and we're going to say things, but it's putting systems and processes into place for the two of you to move into a healthy place faster. Right, years ago, Tony and I created a communication program called He Zigs, She Zags. Mm-hmm. And one of my most favorite resources in that is a worksheet that really got into this place of owning your own feeling, mm-hmm. and identifying what the specific action was that caused that. Because here's the thing, if we just tell our spouses, you know, you're so lazy, right? There's not a whole lot that they can do with that kind of statement. It doesn't give them any definition. It doesn't tell them where you're feeling they're lazy. It just lands, mm-hmm. right? It's messy. But if you say, you know, I get frustrated when I have asked you to do something and I have to ask you three times to pick up the laundry. Now we've got a feeling, your feeling, right? You feel frustrated and there's a specific action attached to it. And here's the breakthrough that happens with that. We humans, we don't do well with generalities. We don't. It's very easy. It feels like just, you know, like we're grasping at clouds and we can't hold on to it. But when we get into specifics, then we can get into an ownership factor. Mm-hmm. Right? Now I know what I can fix, or now I know what I have the option to fix, right? You know, it's like, instead of saying, I don't trust you, which is a statement that a lot of you said, that's the phrase that you have about your spouse. Maybe that changes to, I feel insecure when you don't tell me what time you're going to be home. Right? Now it's really specific. It makes me feel insecure. I don't know what you're doing. And it happens when you don't tell me. So if you'll tell me what time you'll be home and you'll honor that, guess what? I don't have that feeling of insecurity. Mm-hmm. Really actionable. Or instead of, you never listen. Well, I feel ignored when you're watching TV while I'm trying to talk to you. Okay. I mean, you guys heard last year where, you know, I felt ignored when Tony would be on his phone while I was trying to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Straight up. And so we had to work through it. Now, after I said that, then he was able to work through strategy. And I just told him flat out, I'm like, I will stop talking. My strategy is I will stop talking when your face is looking at your phone. So if you'd like to hear my voice, then you have to put your phone down. So sometimes Tony keeps his phone up. It's all good. It's all good. But yes. Here's what happens. When you're empowered to change your words, you guys, this is so significant. You start getting rid of those blanket statements, those generalities, because when your spouse hears a general statement like you're undisciplined or you never or you always, their brain, the impact, let me tell you the impact on your spouse. Their brain immediately starts going to all of the times that they can think of when that's not true and they're not listening to you. So your motivation, your like inspiration, it stops the minute you say that when it's a blanket statement. When you get specific about your feelings, you go beyond like the whole general like happy, angry, sad, mad. That's pretty much where most people tell, you made me so mad. Mm-hmm. Were you really mad or are you irritated? Are you frustrated? Like extraordinary is about the extra, mm-hmm. right? Extraordinary marriages are about the extra. So that extra this week might mean you're getting in touch with your feelings, right? You're getting more specific about what you're feeling because it matters. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be generalists. We want to be specialists in this thing called marriage. And also that specialization, that specific, you know, identification also allows you to discuss what the cause is of the frustration, the causes of that emotion. It's not being vague. It's about being specific. It's about saying, hey, you know what? First of all, I'm going to identify what's going on with me. Remember, mm-hmm. Tony shared at the very top of the show, what can I do? Well, this week you can do a couple of things, right? You can start with identifying the feelings that you're having before you utter those words. What can you do? You can take control of the words that come out of your mouth. You actually have the ability to control what comes out of your mouth.
And can I share one of the best ways that I've been working through this for myself is to change the thoughts that are going through your mind, right, from negative to positive.
So good.
Because there was a time in my marriage where everything was negative based. And so everything that would come out of my mouth would be negative. Mm-hmm. And I needed to change those words or those thoughts. And so I came up with a mantra that was just quick and simple. So when I would fall into this place of like, I don't feel worthy or, you know, things of that nature, I don't feel confident in who I am. And because of that, I would get irritated and then I would lash out. Mm-hmm. So my mantra is, I'm wise, wealthy, and live abundantly in God's glory. I'm blessed. It's quick. For me, it's something I can remember and I hold on to. You know what I mean? It's in those moments where I just go, I'm wise. I'm wise enough to choose what I'm going to say. I'm wealthy in many areas of my life. I live abundantly. That's a positive. That's a place of abundance, means I have every opportunity if I'm willing to take it. Mm-hmm. And I live it in His glory. And His glory is everlasting. And so I know from now into eternity, I am living abundantly. And so I say that. And then another thing that I started last year was I wrote down my purpose, my family, my financial goals. And I would read those over and over because those are all positive bent. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to reframe how I would speak words to other people and to Elisa. But it's the thoughts that I had to take captive of in my own head and go, okay, I'm going to change that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change that.
Well, and I want to encourage you this week, find ways to compliment your spouse. Mm-hmm. Find ways that if you've been on a bent where you've just been like everything that comes out of your mouth has a negative bent to it, like Tony was saying, like that place where he was, choose something different. Resource yourself to speak differently. And I know sometimes if you've been in this headspace where everything is like, you know, just negative Nelly or negative Ned, it may be hard to think, okay, what can I say? Mm-hmm. Right? Where does that come from? And we actually have a resource for you. Are we going to link to that?
We have a resource called 56 Simple Compliments to Encourage Your Spouse. And so I'll just put a link here in the episode notes for you. And they're just 56 just to help you to get started. Maybe you're just sort of stuck and you're just like, well, I don't know how to compliment them. And again, words, which we speak, but we can also write them down.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
We can write them, we can text them. And you may just be a little stuck right now. And we want to get you unstuck so that you can look at what's ahead and go, you know what? That's a word, or those are a couple of words I'm going to start using, or I'm going to pick 12 words this year and use each one every month for my spouse and maybe even for yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe these words are ones that you need to use for yourself. You need a word to encourage yourself in this season. And I'm going to say, I encourage you to pick one up and speak it over yourself.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I know about people. Because really over the last 11 years, we've spent a lot of time not just studying, you know, dynamics in our own marriage, but studying and seeing what happens in the marriages in the one family. You have the ability to create change. You have the ability to make different choices. You have the ability to actually speak life into your marriage. And I know some of you, you know, are listening to this going, Elisa, but you don't know what I'm facing. You're right. I don't know what your specific situation is, but I have seen so many marriages and I've had the privilege to walk alongside so many couples that when they started changing the words in their marriage, when they started to become aware of what they were saying internally and externally, shifts happened. And so I don't want you to get stuck in this place of saying, well, that's for everybody else. That's not for me. No.
It's for you.
It's for you. This year, what can I do? You start the year choosing different words to speak about yourself, to speak about your spouse, and to speak about your marriage, and watch what happens this year when you do that.
Yeah. I have nothing more to say.
He has no words.
She killed it. And in all honesty, she did. Elisa did an amazing job today. And I do want to compliment you to say how blessed I am and us as a one family to have such a beautiful woman with such grace and kindness and love to lead us. So I just want to say thank you for being the love of my life and to many amazing years ahead. And to each and every one of you, we love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Share with us that word of encouragement you're going to give your spouse. We'd love to hear it. Hit us up with a hug anywhere you'd like, you know, 858-876-5663. You can call it, text it, hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We want to hear it because we want to be able to encourage others in the one family. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.